the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. All right, this is a parental warning. There's now tips for committing suicide. They've been found spliced into cartoons on both YouTube and YouTube Kids. After several minutes of a cartoon, the video cuts away to a man that walks on screen and simulates cutting his wrist. He has his arm in his hand, and he says, "Remember, kids, sideways for attention, long ways for results."
Sick.
Yeah, before walking off screen and cutting back to the cartoons. I guess there's been several video of these that have been seen and reported and removed, but they're saying this is actually a problem that is popping up more and more and more. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot imagine being a parent or a babysitter. You're like, oh, well, this is fine. They're going to watch Baby Shark and then this, right?
And then this has been going on for a long time. Not only are there these weird hidden self-harm videos, but there's also stuff targeting kids, like, you know, pedophilia videos and things like that, which now, if you have a video that has a child in it at all, YouTube has taken off the ability to comment because the pedophile thing is such a problem that they're commenting, like, sick things in the comments. So they just said, if there is any child under 18 in a video, no comments allowed. It's kind of interesting.
A 64-year-old man in Houston has decided when the time comes, he's going to live at a Holiday Inn instead of a nursing home. This is genius. The man said the average daily cost for nursing home care is about $188. He did a lot of research. He said it will cost about $59 a day to stay at a Holiday Inn after a long-term stay discount and a senior discount, racking that money up right there. The man said if he stays at a Holiday Inn, it also includes free breakfast, toiletries, and sometimes they offer a happy hour. This guy's a genius. The man said the Holiday Inns are all over the country, so if he wants to travel, he can find a new one to stay in, too. I mean, seriously? This guy's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see if that's something I can afford right there. Okay, this story is a few weeks ago, but it's getting more and more news, and it's kind of a cool story. Talk about a smart teenager. A kid in Idaho, a teenager, made $35,000 in 4 days by charging as much as $750 an hour to plow during that early February snowstorm. Remember, everybody from all the way out in Seattle across the Midwest is just covered in snow in the polar vortex. This kid, 18-year-old David, owns a landscaping and snow plowing company, and he was visiting his mom in Seattle for her birthday. He brought along his plowing equipment. His friend's like, dude, it's probably going to get snow out there. You should take it. And he was making up to $400 an hour.
Jeez.
Which is insane. Like, the average rate is like 100, 110. So he was like four times that. And he said the customers didn't seem to mind.
That's crazy.
I wonder too, like, if you're in Seattle, because it's so expensive to live out there, I feel like, oh, $400, okay.
Probably.
Yeah, it's like the cost of living. And then he goes back to Idaho, which, like, the cost of living is nothing there.
And finally, this is going to be magically delicious, I hope. A company in Virginia, Smart Mouth Brewery Company, is releasing a Lucky Charms flavored IPA beer. The beer is called Saturday Morning and will be released this Saturday. The beer is brewed with toasted and cereal marshmallows and is hopped with glassy and classical, I don't know, beer stuff. And it's going to be in 16-ounce cans for a limited time. We have to go to Virginia this Saturday.
I think the concept is cute. The name is cute. Probably tastes disgusting.
I have had an IPA that's based off of an ice cream.
Yeah, Neapolitan stout?
No,
that's good.
It's in Cincinnati where I'm born and raised.
Okay.
And it's like a black raspberry chip ice cream beer. I thought it was overrated.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't disgusting, but, like, it really wasn't that good. It didn't taste like ice cream.
I think it depends. Like, Sam Adams makes a drink called Cherry Wheat. I don't know if you've ever had that beer before, but it's really good.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, the cherries are actually from Traverse City, Michigan. And then I put fresh Marciando cherries in them. Ah,
ew,
so...
God,
no.
Okay,
now you're ruining it. You know
what?
It's a beer, not a cocktail.
No, you trust me. I'm the bartender here. That's what you do.
No, I don't know.
Okay, or did you say the Holiday Inn last night? Which one was it? There we go. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.